I ain't afraid of no ghosts. Just the spirits that have come into the studio. Here we are. It's the Top Seven Lifestyle, not the wine of the week, folks. It's the whiskey of the week. We're talking spirits of the most magnificent kind. And with bringing in the Dalmore Cigar Malt, it's, well, it's Cameron Elphick and our old friend, Valencia Maguaza from Tops at Lifestyle. Cameron, obviously, you are today representing Dalmore. How nice.
Yeah, oh, lovely.
It's a horrible job. Someone's got to do it, hey? Jeez. Oh,
terrible.
So, okay, now let's get serious, folks. So this is yet another magnificent, I hope, I don't know, I have got no clue what we're in for, but generally speaking, the Dalmore range has been delightful. So what is the cigar malts? I love cigars, and I love malt whiskey, so I can only suggest that this is going to be fun.
Yes, definitely. If you are a cigar connoisseur as well as whiskey connoisseur, this is the whiskey for you. It was developed by Richard Patterson for people that want to smoke cigars but also want to have the taste of their whiskey.
Because cigars tend to obliterate the finer edge when it comes to the palate. Is that right?
Yes, 100%.
Okay. So now, if you're an aficionado, I can understand. If you're obviously, but if you just enjoy the occasional, would you still get the enjoyment factor out of this, or is it really for the serious connoisseur?
Yes, you'll definitely be able to enjoy this whether you smoke cigars or not. The whiskey is absolutely phenomenal, just like every other whiskey in the Dalmore range.
Okay, so it's just a marketing ploy. They've added cigar on there because they know that if you can afford a cigar, you can probably afford this bottle of scotch. Am I right? Just tell me I'm right, I'll be happy.
I wouldn't say a marketing ploy, but yeah, that's they've done it purposely for that. And yeah.
Okay, so what makes this special?
So it's been aged in ex-bourbon casks for 12 years, and then it's been aged for another 3 years in Cab Sav Barocs, as well as Methusalem Oloroso sherry casks. These casks are made available exclusively to the Dalmore, so you can't get them anywhere else. That's why the pricing on the Dalmore cigar malt is what it is.
The casks, are they not from the wine industry?
Yes, the Cab Sav or Cabernet Sauvignon Barocs.
But Dalmore's not in the wine business, are you?
No, we're not.
So the casks then are being sourced from presumably good wineries around the world and then brought in exclusively for the use of, the next use, shall we say.
Yes, that's correct. And okay. They specifically choose the casks that would work with the certain whiskey that they want to create.
Okay.
And
I wonder if there's a South African connection there. It would be interesting to know if there are any South African wine casks in the mix. I think it would be fun. Yeah. But that's for another conversation. So carry on. I'm fascinated.
So, yeah, I'd like to just talk about the aroma, the palate, as well as the finish on the whiskey, just so our listeners can get an idea.
Should we have a splash, and then we can come back and talk about that?
Sure.
How about that? Let's 100%. Do that. Let's take a little of a music interlude, and then we'll have more of a clue. Here we go.
Thank you.
Elton John at the club at the end of the street enjoying, no doubt, the Dalmore cigar malt would be Elton John and his mates because they can afford it. As indeed can you if you're in the super tax bracket or you enjoy a good cigar and a magnificent malt. Wow. It is there's no doubt at all that this is a superior drink. A superior scotch. It is for those that appreciate the finer things in life. I am one of those. I don't think necessarily I'm your target market, but I do appreciate it, shall we say. Who would be the typical customer for a Dalmore cigar malt? Be honest. Let's be brutal.
So, in my opinion, anyone that's got really good taste in whiskey.
You should go into politics.
I think that's the first thing. And specifically when we talk about, again, the Dalmore cigar malt, it would be your cigar aficionados. Just as a bit of interest sake, the Dalmore cigar malt was voted the best whiskey accompaniment for a Cuban cigar at the Habanos Cigar Festival in Cuba.
I can actually appreciate that because as I sit here listening and having now enjoyed a sip or two, whether it's psychosomatic or not, I don't know and I don't care, but I actually can almost taste the fine nuances of a good cigar. I know there's no cigar at all anywhere near this, but it kind of does talk the same language. You were talking about some interesting flavor profiles. Let's go through that.
So firstly, on the aroma, we've got cinnamon, vanilla, and red fruits. So you've got that bit of a spiciness from the cinnamon, and then the sweetness from the vanilla as well as the red fruits. Then the part which you love the most, on the palate, so the taste, we had some tropical fruits, banana toffee, and vanilla ice cream. And then lastly on the finish, and this is where it changes up quite a bit, is on the finish you have orange zest, dark chocolate, as well as crushed spices.
Now, you know, if you put all of those ingredients together at a meal, you wouldn't eat them because they don't go together. They don't. I mean, you think about it, you know. Yeah. but they are fantastic together in this bit of alchemy that you have poured. It just is like that. And I suppose therein lies the magic. You have, without necessarily having to imbibe or eat the fruits and the ice creams and the things that you probably maybe wouldn't necessarily go for, but nonetheless they blend superbly in an almost almost surreal way to give you total enjoyment. And ultimately each of those flavors that you've mentioned on their own are magnificent. If you combine them together in a meal, maybe they wouldn't work, but in a scotch like that they work beautifully.
Yes, and that's the artistry which you see coming out of these master distillers, especially somebody like Richard Patterson. He's got, I think it's about 5 decades of experience mixing and distilling whiskey.
And it shows. Obviously, the alchemy is in the distillation and then the laying down. 12 years, is it? So that it's hidden away behind layers of oak and in casks that once contained fine wines, while the angels have their sip, because I believe a lot of the spirit disappears during that time.
Yes, they call that the angel share, and that's from evaporation, as well as
if it was in South Africa, it would be through because someone made a hole in the barrel. And the angels are particularly generous in South Africa. No, I'm joking.
So, as I said earlier, this whiskey has been made specifically for those that enjoy a really good cigar, but it can be enjoyed by anyone. Mm-hmm. The word that sums up the Dalmore is, and I hope I get this right, I always mispronounce it, is idiosyncratic. Which
your father taught you well. I went to school with his dad, you know that? Yes, absolutely. Howard Elphick, we were at St. Albans College together for a very short time before I got chucked out. But we were there.
I thought you went
talking. Yeah. So, the word idiosyncratic actually means peculiar or individual. And I believe that the whiskey is more for those types of people, the people that want to stand out and be different.
And there you see. That's the thing. If you want to stand out and be different, and who doesn't? I mean, bottom line, we live in a society where if you've arrived, yeah, it's nice to be acknowledged, isn't that the fact? It's just a fact. And if you can afford the finer things in life, well, well done. You know, by the sweat of your brow, you have earned the right to claim the position that you now are able to enjoy the Dalmore cigar malt. I'm not even going to ask you what it retails for, because I think that might put people off. Because you know what they say about Rolls-Royce? If you have to ask the price, you can't afford it.
This is the Rolls-Royce of whiskies.
Well, there we go. I'm absolutely convinced that it is. And if you are in the market for a really super treat, if you're a Scotch lover and are looking for something special, I think you'll find what we're talking about at Tops at Lifestyle. There are a few bottles waiting, I would imagine, for the right owner to come and claim them. The stag on the bottle is lonely. It needs to reconnect with its friends. So there's an entire range of Dalmore that you can, in fact, collect and build up a herd. Why not?
Exactly.
It's been listen, just because we can, what does it cost?
So the cost at Tops Lifestyle would be R2,979.99.
You see. Go for that again. Just run it by us again.
R2,979.99.
R2,979.99. It's a bargain. If it had been R2,980, you wouldn't buy it. It would be too expensive. Wow, it's an absolute treat. And thank you so much for popping by with this magnificent Dalmore cigar malt. And if you've just joined us and wondering what we've been prattling on about, it's up as a podcast shortly after the show on our podcast platform. You can download our apps through the Apple App Store, the Google Play Store, if you don't already have it. Or you can just go on our website, lifeandstyle.co.za, and you'll find the afternoon show. Look for the Tops Whiskey of the Week, and there you will see a photograph of Cameron Elphick and the lovely Valencia Maguaza, and even a bottle of Dalmore cigar malt, because we're going to frame it like that, so that you can share the joy, you know, send it all over the world. Guys, thanks so much for joining me on the afternoon show. It's been
thank you for having
absolute
us.
Pleasure. Very special indeed. And the afternoon show continues.